It's Sunday, it is Beat, you are listening to The Sunday Grill, and my next guest has been selected as the artist in residence for a pilot project at the Hatch Labs in County Wexford. It's funded by Wexford County Council through the Creative Ireland programme, and filmmaker Terence White has been selected as that artist in residence for the next 12 months. The Hatch Lab is in Gorey in County Wexford, and it brings creativity into what is usually a business environment. That is the remit for Terence, and they're kicking it all off with an old style phone booth. So Terence is here to tell us more. You're very welcome, Terence.
Thanks for having me on, Orla.
Is this a great coup for you? Are you, like most creatives, the best procrastinator of all time?
Well, no, I'm delighted to get it.
Yeah.
You know, it was a competitive application, and it just, the remit of the residency suited me and where I am at the moment.
And does that allow you to go and work there on your own stuff day in, day out? Like, you have an office space for yourself?
Yeah, well, it's an open plan environment, which mightn't suit all artists, but certainly from a documentary perspective suits me, because I'm developing several documentaries over the course of the year.
Great.
And I can go in and use the facilities there up to kind of 3 days a week.
Brilliant.
As well as the in-house training and other facilities that they have.
And so no temptation to go and watch telly for a couple of hours instead then?
No, it's very focused.
Great stuff. So tell us about the phone booth and the person who made the phone booth. What was the idea behind this?
So basically, the residency is, as you mentioned, has taken place in the Hatch Lab, and it's been an opportunity provided for the businesses there. And I really wanted to encourage them to take part and to try and defy, because the residency is all about using creativity in business and using creative thinking. I thought it'd be nice to find a creative way to engage those businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So the artist is Ali Kamal Ali, a Gorey-based artist who is well known for his UFOs in the past.
He went quite viral with his UFO a few years
ago. And I had him as a participant in a photography project I did a few years back. And he showed me his phone booth. So it's a replica of the old style Post and Telegraph phone booth. And so we've installed that in the lobby of the Hatch Lab, and businesses come in and they leave a phone message with their suggestions for what might take place during the residency. And then they go on and do a more kind of in-depth survey as well. So it was really kind of like a hook and a kind of a novel approach, really, to getting the business engaged with the residency.
Okay. And have you had some good suggestions, ones that have kind of turned your head or didn't expect?
Yes. I mean, it was only launched on Friday. Mm. So the research stage has only just started, really, but it's definitely some interesting suggestions coming in already. The businesses don't really know what to expect, and we're going to be devising the program kind of based on their suggestions over the next few weeks.
And what kind of businesses are in the Hatch Lab? Is it mostly kind of tech that's there?
Yes, it's mainly kind of tech kind of startups, and so because obviously that's very computer based and very kind of desk based. The idea is that we'll get artists in with doing some kind of hands-on creative workshops to kind of bring them out of their usual kind of space, and to try to inspire them and use their imaginations, maybe some risk taking, and to encourage creative thinking.
Great stuff. And then of course you're going to have a program for younger people as well, for young innovators from about 18 to 30. What's the idea with that? And that will take place in the Hatch Lab in Gorey as well.
That's right. Yeah. So we're recruiting 18 to 30 year olds who may have a business idea or a product idea and who maybe haven't done much about it. So there will be a series of free workshops in the Hatch Lab, which will use creative thinking to help them develop their ideas. So if anybody is interested in that or knows anybody who they think might be interested, they can email the Hatch Lab at hatchlabcreative@gmail.com, and all the details will be on the Hatch Lab Instagram and Facebook pages.
Brilliant stuff. So Hatch Lab Instagram and Facebook is probably the best place to go with that. And they're ideas that don't necessarily have to be creative business ideas. They can be anything at all.
That's right. Yes, the idea with the residency is to encourage them to use creativity. So it isn't necessarily a creative idea that they have to have.
Brilliant stuff. So you have a busy year ahead of you there in the Hatch Lab.
Yes, no, it's going to be great. You know, the programme is funded by Wexford County Council through the Creative Ireland programme. And the idea behind that is to encourage creativity in all walks of life. So it'll be a really interesting year. The engagement that I've had with the businesses so far has been fantastic, and people are curious but very enthusiastic. So I think we'll, you know, get some really interesting outcomes. And it's also a pilot project, so it's being evaluated throughout the year as well, with a view potentially to rolling it out down the line. So it'll be really interesting to see how it goes and how the businesses engage with the different creative activities.
Oh, brilliant. So there could be residencies every year then.
You never know. You never know.
Fingers crossed on that. Let's talk a little bit about you as a filmmaker. And we've spoken to you before about some of the documentary films that you've made. But you have, because of obviously the weekend that's in it and the celebration of all things Irish, your short documentary is going to be shown at the Irish Film Festival in LA this day week. This is an interesting one. It's called The Final Chapter that you made a few years ago. Tell us about that, Terence.
Yeah, so The Final Chapter is about the last days of a unique bookshop in Dunleary that was run by the comedian Kevin Gildee. So I went and filmed during the kind of closing down stage of it. So it features Kevin and his regular customers and people dropping into the shop and all the rest of it. So it's been on the festival circuit now for a few years. It's played a lot of the festivals in Ireland and in Europe, in the States, and a lot of the Irish film festivals abroad in particular. And then it was screened on RTE as part of the short screen program. So it's available on RTE Player at the moment. And then recently Disney Plus bought it. So it's available on Disney Plus for the next few years as well.
What a coup. So you can go search for it on Disney Plus. That must be a nice one.
It's great. Yeah, it's great to see, you know, work where, you know, when you're making a documentary, especially a small documentary, you're making it on spec. You don't know if it's going to get any traction. How many will anybody end up seeing it? So it's fantastic for it to get selected in festivals, but particularly in a broadcast environment, obviously a lot more people will see it, which is great.
Mm-hmm. And are you getting to go to LA next week?
I'm not going to LA. I did go to Washington last year. It was in the Irish Film Festival in Washington. So I went to that, and there was an Irish Film Festival in Rome I managed to get to. So I have gotten some travel out of it, which is one of the, there's not many perks in the short filmmaking side of things. We're going to festivals is one of them.
Yeah, you know? I can imagine, especially going abroad for them as well. Well, it's called The Final Chapter if people want to check it out. And is it on Disney Plus now, or is RTE the best?
It is
place?
On Disney Plus in Europe, yeah. Great and stuff. On RTE Player for people, you know, so it's free to everybody in Ireland.
Okay, good stuff. So you know how to get the player on RTE.ie, but it's the short screen section that you'll find it there, and it's called The Final Chapter, and it's a lovely, quirky short documentary, about 11 minutes or so, isn't it, Terence, about community really and how community is changing in this bookshop. And it's very quirky, a very quirky main character.
Yes, he's definitely a character. And the bookshop for people who know Black Books, it's a bit like Black Books,
yes.
In terms of the it wasn't intentional. And you know, Kevin has actually supported Dylan Moran, you know, a lot in his comedy tours in the last few years. But it definitely wasn't a deliberate kind of copy of that. But
it was just a happy coincidence.
Yeah. So it was literally full of piles of books all over the place. So literally, I just shot it myself. I couldn't even have a sound person because there was so little room in the place, and you'd knock over piles of books. They were called book avalanches. But great characters that came into it as well. And as you say, it's very much about kind of the changing kind of commercial kind of landscape as well, that a lot of the kind of main streets now have the exact same shops in them.
Yes.
And this was just a piece of, you know, something very unique and different, you know, for people to go to who would be interested in books, you know, and a bit of a community hub as well, I think, for people who are like-minded people. You know,
so it's called The Final Chapter. If people want to check it out, it's on the RTE Player, and then it's screening at the Irish Film Festival in LA next Sunday. But in the meantime, you are at the Hatch Lab in Gorey in County Wexford for your 12-month residency. And if you're interested in the Young Innovators programme, the best place to go is probably social media. If you check out the Hatch Lab on Instagram and on Facebook, you'll find more details there. Terence, best of luck with it all.
Thanks very much, Orla. I appreciate it.
And thanks a million for talking to us this morning. That is filmmaker based in County Wexford, Terence White.